Good day. Welcome to our program, Damien McDermott, the executive producer of the Logan Project. Thank you, first and foremost, for availing yourself to speak with us.
Thank you for having me here. It's great to be here.
Damien, tell our listeners, please, as to what is the Logan Project?
Well, the Logan Project is a two-part documentary series, which will be airing on SBS on Australia Day night at 8:30. It's based in a part of Queensland, which has a very broad multicultural community and has also had some troubles in the past. And the Queensland Music Festival is an organisation in Queensland who every 2 years single out communities all around Queensland to put on big performances that are kind of bridge-building exercise. But instead of just them dictating the performance to the community, they get the community to come together to create their own performance. And the Logan Project is a documentary that covers the entire sort of performance from auditions through development, through writing, right down to the performance, which was in August last year.
So with the Logan Project in itself being reflective of what's there in the community, the diversities, etc., etc., how long did this project come together in the planning, the production, and now about to be launched through our screens, through TV, on Australia Day?
It took about 2 years of development for the actual performance itself, and it was probably about 6 months into the development the Queensland Music Festival came to SBS to pitch it to us as an opportunity to make an uplifting kind of documentary. And so we started developing it in March last year and had a producer from SBS spend a lot of time with the participants in Logan. The performance happened in August. And so now we've been editing it over the last few months and really thought it would make a great Australia Day program because it really sort of represents Australia's cultural diversity, and it's a great celebration of multiculturalism that is really perfect for SBS.
Now, Damien, our Pacific Island communities there in Logan has unfortunately featured in some rather unsavory aspects through the media in recent times. How is our Pacific Island communities there featured in this show and indeed then the project?
Well, yeah, you're right there. What actually spurred on the Logan Council to contact Queensland Music Festival were these unfortunate events. It's a street fight between a Pacific Island family and an Indigenous family, which unfortunately was picked up by the news and sensationalised across the media. And this wasn't a good look for Logan or the community. This actually incited the event going ahead. And we have some really fantastic Pacific Islander participants who take part in the production, one of whom is a guy named Juna Finau, who is a Tongan. He is a hip-hop artist and a singer. And we also have a woman named Rona Leofa, who is Samoan. Her story is amazing as well. She moved over to Logan over 20 years ago and brought up 4 children. And sadly, her husband passed away back in the 90s, and she had to raise her 4 children by herself. She does a monologue during the performance and tells her story. And also Junior writes a rap, which is a duet with an Indigenous guy named Mike Orcher, who is also from the community. So there's some really great representations of the Pacific Islander community. It's a great opportunity to sort of show off their talents.
And I guess also, Damien, that those unsavory incidents, if I can put it that way mildly, that is not just centered around and in Logan. It could very well be happening within our local Pacific Island communities across the nation. In respect to those characters that you have identified there, bringing together a positive message to the show and indeed to the project, whereby we can see very soon, if we haven't already, undoubtedly that can also be reflected, transported into our own respective communities right across the nation.
Yeah, it's a really uplifting and powerful story, I think. None of the individuals in the production were involved in the incident that started it all off, but they are all very strong members of the community. As you know, that there's very strong sort sort of extended families within these communities, and Logan in particular has a very large Pacific Islander population. I think for me, as a Anglo-Australian, being able to meet people in Logan and get a sense of the strength of that community was a really rewarding thing for me, and it's great to be able to share it with the rest of Australia.
Of course, as you've pointed out there, they weren't involved in any of those incitements, but they have faced adversities in their own backgrounds one way or another, but they seem and appear to have overcome that through their inclusion and sharing their experiences through the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Junior Finau is a great example of somebody who has faced adversity as well. He started off his sort of young adult life associating with, you know, we don't sort of call them gangs, but with some people who were very heavily influenced by gang life. And he was, you know, going down that sort of pathway. You know, there were fights, and also one of his good friends ended up passing away in a fight. And he decided, because he was the first of his friends to become a father, that he would sort of walk away from that life. And now he works as a youth justice worker. He walked away from that life and did a university degree. And now he sort of guides young people around Logan who might be going down that path. So he has a really uplifting story, and a lot of what he raps about covers these sort of subjects as well.
In our Pacific Island communities, we are hearing that across the board, from the young ones to the mature ones, if I can put it that way, in the show there, they truly and certainly have a lot of positive stories to share with our communities, and I can only but hope that that will help our communities move forward in these very different circumstances, environments, to perhaps what the parents and the older generations might have been accustomed to from back in the Pacific region, homes and all that, transported to the Western kind of living here in Australia.
Yeah, well, that would be great to think that Junior's inspiration can spread a bit further than just his community through this program.
Damien, you mentioned that the Logan Project is something associated with the community there in Logan in Queensland. Share with our listeners, please, some of those associated with bringing this show together, whereby you and your team have collaborated with them to bring this to television.
So, yeah, the Queensland Music Festival is, as I mentioned, it happens every 2 years, that multiple communities around Queensland get involved. But the artistic director is Australia's probably most well-known trumpet player, James Morrison. He actually performs in the show as well. And he and their team have not only done Logan, but they've done performances in Brisbane, Gladstone, Bowen, Thursday Island, Aurukun, and Mount Isa as well, and among other places. So, you know, they reach far, and they also, they're a far-reaching community project that sort of helps to strengthen communities around Queensland. Some of the other organisations involved are, there's a Heilani Polynesian School of Arts do a dance performance. There's a Gamelan Ensemble. They do a great musical piece. There are various community choirs. There's African people. There are Middle Eastern people. It's a real great celebration of multiculturalism.
Before you go, also share with us as to what's the general consensus from the performers that you have been associated with in regards to people such as Mr. Morrison himself, as you mentioned there, and of course with each other. What's the take from the performers there about the whole project?
Yeah, well, I guess part of the reason why they do a project like this is for the lasting legacy that they leave in the community. And I think what most people got out of it, I think, is just the term is building bridges. The fact that they've joined, you know, a Samoan mother of four in a performance with an African man, you know, and Junior from Tonga is performing with Mike Orcher, who is Indigenous. It's, you know, people they may not have associated with, except with an opportunity like this that comes from the performance. So everybody has really got a great insight into each other's lives. And I don't know what the lasting legacy will be in Logan, but for the people involved, which was actually over 700 people, I think everybody has got a lot out of it.
Now, Damien, tell our listeners once again, should they miss out the showing on Australia Day, how can they catch up up on the viewing.
Okay, yeah, so it is broadcast on Australia Day, but if you miss it, you can go on to the SBS On Demand website and catch up on it there. And also the SBS website currently has a page that's dedicated to the Logan Project. So if you do catch it, you can actually get a few more little bits of information and find out more about some of the people involved by clicking on the Logan Project tab, which is at the top of the SBS website. And you can have a look at that now, actually. That's live now. And yeah, hopefully it'll we'll get a lot of people watching it on the night. But of course, Australia Day is a busy day for some. So you can always catch up on the website.
Sounds like very interesting viewing in times ahead. Mr. Damien McDermott, the executive producer of the Logan Project, thank you for spending some time with us. And we look forward to catching up with you again in times to come.
Okay, thanks very much for having me.